This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2026. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Irish Sea, Rockall, Mallon and Hebrides. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Northern Ireland, 1018, losing its identity, developing low, moving rather quickly northeast, expected Bailey, 1002, by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Variable 2 to 4, but northwesterly 4 or 5 in south at Cira, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, fog patches, rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 3 to 5, but variable 2 or 3 at first in Fisher, backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. West or southwest 3 to 5, but variable 2 or 3 at first in Humber, mainly fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Biscay, northwest veering north later 3 to 5, showers, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6, but 6 to gale 8, except in South Trafalgar, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain and fog patches later, good becoming moderate or poor later, occasionally very poor later. Irish Sea. West or northwest, backing southwest 4 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain later, good occasionally moderate. Shannon. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but northwesterly 4 or 5 at first and east, fair, then rain, good becoming moderate or poor. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic becoming northwest later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, showers then rain for a time, good becoming moderate to poor for a time. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later. Fog patches at first in Fair Isle, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Fair Isle. And southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Stornoway. North-northeast 2, 16 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 1, recent fog, 2 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Wick automatic, north by west 2, 12 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 2, 9 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Lucas, north by east, 1, 8 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Boomer, north, 1, recent rain, 6 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast, 2, 1,019, rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,021. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1,022. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by north 4, 1,022, rising slowly. Jersey, West by north, 3, 9 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west, 4, 1,023. Scilly automatic, northwest by west, 3, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1,025, rising. Milford Haven, northwest by west, 2, 9 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Aberporth, west-southwest, 4, 24 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south, 2, 8 miles, 1,021, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by north, 2, 19 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, north-northwest, 3, slight showers, 4 miles, 1,027, rising. Ronald's Way, northeast, 1, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Mallon Head, northwest by north, 4, 14 miles, 1,022, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 2, drizzle, 1,500 metres, 1,021, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure will continue to clear to the east this morning. This will bring further rain and showers that will be generally drier towards the southeast. A second low will then approach the northwest later today, bringing rain and drizzle, strengthening winds and gales to northern waters later and into Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, fog patches, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor and moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers at first. Good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, showers at first, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain later, good, becoming moderate, a good later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain and drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest, 3 or 4, backing southwest, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later, rain or drizzle later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Isle of Man. West or northwest, 3 or 4, backing west or southwest, increasing south or southwest, 5 to 7 later. Fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northwest, backing southwest, then veering west later, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain and drizzle later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly, then veering westerly later, 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. occasional rain and drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest backing southwest, then veering west later, 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later, rain and drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable mainly north, 2 to 4, becoming south, southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, showers, then rain and drizzle, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or poor for a time. And Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, fog patches at first, rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor at first in east. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4 from myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
The Trump administration says it will try to use Congress to get around the U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of the president's order banning birthright citizenship.
It is a serious problem. Birthing tourism, they call it, where people will just come and you just come onto the soil and have your child, and then they're able to avail themselves of the welfare state and everything else.
Also in the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
We want to get our mother out of there and our niece. Please help us. We cannot take it anymore. I am begging you.
6 days on from Venezuela's devastating earthquakes, frantic efforts continue to find the tens of thousands of people who are still missing. Serena Williams' tennis comeback at Wimbledon ends in disappointment. And
when we are expecting mass attacks, I take shower, use all the most expensive skincare products.
How Ukrainian women cope with the trauma of war. That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The United States Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's executive order that sought to end automatic citizenship for people born on American soil. The justices voted 6-3 in favor of birthright citizenship, which is enshrined in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Here's our chief North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue.
He's talked about this ever since the beginning of his first term. He brought it into an executive order the first day of his second term, and it's finally come to the Supreme Court, and he's lost, and not just lost in a sort of narrow way, lost on the whole constitutional question. The Supreme Court has decided, despite the fact that it has a conservative majority, that he's wrong and that this precedent that stood for over 120-odd years will continue to stand, and that he can't just end this with a stroke of a pen.
Donald Trump's latest financial disclosures show he made more than $1 billion from his family's cryptocurrency.